The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on Life Today, co-host of Rebuild and Restore, Shannon Fields, never knew how helping widows would hit so close to home.
The first little bit of the show, my husband was really sick. He was still with us.
Until she became a widow herself.
I just had no idea that my life was about to change.
Hi, welcome to Life Today. I'm Sheila Walsh. And most times you see me on this set, I'm sitting by myself and maybe teaching on something. But every now and again, I hear a story that I know you're going to love. And so I have this beautiful guest with me today. So please help me welcome Shannon Fields. It's just lovely to have you here.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
Your story is really one of hope found in the midst of very, very difficult places. But in case our audience isn't quite familiar with who you really are, I wanted to show them a little clip of something that you've done that I think was fantastic. So we'll chat a bit, but first of all, would you watch this?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, finally.
I got it.
Okay.
I'm Ken Fletcher.
Hold on.
It's harder than it looks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Ken Fletcher.
And I'm Shannon Fields, and we're the host of Rebuild and Restore. Oh my gosh!
Rebuild and Restore is a home makeover show where we help widows and their families. Every episode, I lead a team of volunteers in helping rebuild part of the widow's house. Thank you so much for all of you coming out.
Oh, yes! Look at you!
Oh, yes!
You good on levels? What do you think?
What we're wanting to do is convert this storage shed into a pool house.
And remember, this is a home fix-it show, not a comedy show.
Careful now, ain't no telling what's gonna come out of here.
When Shannon came by, I really wanted her to replace this toilet ring.
I can only imagine what Ken's doing right now.
Oh my God.
He's probably sweating bullets.
It is so hot.
While Ken is helping to rebuild their house, I'm a part of helping to restore their heart.
That's super cute.
Ice cream party.
Oh my goodness,
Mills. I put a lot of it in my mouth.
The massage was amazing. It felt so relaxing.
You can just nestle it in there for now.
Thank you so much for blessing my family this way.
James 1:27 reminds Christians that we need to take care of widows and their families.
According to the Bible, this is pure religion, helping the orphans and helping the widows.
Most of us don't know each other. We just got a phone call that said, would you help?
Restoring is a big part of the show.
She was still wrestling through the ground zero of loss.
I'm sorry, I've been good all day, you know, and now it's all coming out.
It's good for it to come out, and it hurts to heal.
Have you looked in this?
I could feel her pain.
This is healing. Healing forward. And every widow has said that to me.
Along the way, there's plenty of challenges.
9 minutes, hurry!
The clock is always your worst enemy. We need like another 15 minutes and we'll have it done. I hate making them wait, but it'll be worth it.
And the payoff of each show
is the big reveal.
Oh my gosh!
Look at all the crowd. Now, look at that.
That's good.
Oh my goodness!
Did you have a good day?
Yes!
Well, it's getting better.
Wow!
Wow, you guys did a lot of work.
On Rebuild and Restore, you'll laugh, you'll cry.
But ultimately, we hope you're inspired to help widows in your own community.
Shannon, what a great concept for a program.
Yeah.
But you had no idea when you began preparing for this how close to home this was going to come.
Mm-mm.
You told me that one of the people in that is your sister.
Yes. She's one of those widows with my sister. And There's a whole story there. My husband passed away 1 year and 4 months after my sister's husband.
So when you began with this concept of let's follow an instruction in James to care for widows, and that means the world to me. My mom was widowed at 33, and the way that our church gathered around and ministered to our family was phenomenal. How far into beginning this whole idea did your sister lose her husband? And was it an expected thing? Had he been ill?
No, it was unexpected. And so how it all got started with Rebuild and Restore is it was probably 2 years before that my sister lost her husband. And so none of us had any idea what we're about to walk into.
Wow.
And I was approached at a film festival from my co-host, Ken Fletcher. And he said, I have this idea that I'm talking with Widow Strong. And we were just toying around with doing a home fix-it show because he loves that.
Right.
And I would love for you maybe to think about co-hosting with me. And at the time, I mean, my house was great. My family was great. My husband was great. We were all healthy. And I'm like, this would be great. I would love to speak into the lives of widows. Mm-hmm. But I just had no idea that my life was about to change.
When did your sister lost her husband and was in one of the episodes. When did you realize something was going on with your own husband?
So we did the first show, and it was our pilot show. And during that time, he was having some problems with his right shoulder, and he was a football coach, and he thought he was 20 years old because he lived with the guys. And I'm like, okay, we're going to have another surgery because he's had all the knees done and replaced.
All the knees.
All the stuff. I'm like, okay, I guess we are going to do this again. So during that first episode, we were actually in the process of going to doctors, but we didn't expect what we found out. So March the 6th of 2020, now this is right before everything shut down, COVID, we found out he was diagnosed with ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease, which is a fatal disease.
And one of the most, I think it's one of the most cruel diseases.
It is one of the most cruel diseases, yes.
Because you, even as your body wastes away, your mind is still as sharp as it's ever been.
Yeah, oh, he was as sharp as a tack. It's just, it affects the muscles just slowly. And the first thing that went with was his arms, and he couldn't use his arms. Mm-hmm. He was an extraordinary man. He was a football coach that not just was a football coach, but he just spoke life into so many young men. I mean, at his life celebration, it was, gosh, there was over 1,000 people there.
Wow.
All like young men from, I mean, they were, some of those had babies and married up until, you know, the younger ones. It was a life celebration.
I wonder, when you walk through something like that and you kind of know where this journey's taking you, how did that impact both of your faith in Jesus?
I'm going to tell you, our family, it was like never once, if we heard the word fatal, but we're like, no, Jesus can do this. He's a healer. He can. And he does. And he did. He did. He healed him. He just healed him on the other side of heaven. We wanted him healed here.
Right.
And we believed it until the last days. Mm-hmm. We kept it strong. We kept believing it. We kept the word going. We would do communion together as a family. We would tell stories. And all the while, his body was still just deteriorating. Mm-hmm. We were in a fight.
Yeah. I wondered, when a husband knows that this is about to happen, is he able to speak into the life of his wife and his boys? Or no, you have one daughter and one son.
Right.
Before he leaves?
Mine did.
Wow. Yeah. Tell us about that.
He never once turned it on him. It was all about us, all about speaking life into us and taking care of us and telling us, if Jesus takes me home, you got something to do. You got people to love. You got the gospel to share. I know there's a grieving, but you got to go. Wow. You got to live your life, and you got to praise the Lord all the time, and you got to inspire others. He had this thing that he says, war win. And so as a football coach, all of these years, you know how they huddle and they break and say war win. So what it means is war is we're ready. So if you're not ready for Jesus to come back and you're not ready to go, or if you're not ready for to do what God's called you to do, get ready. So war, we are ready. Win, to worship God, inspire others, and never, never, never quit.
Gosh, I love that.
And it's like war, win. And so our whole family, that's kind of how we live our life. And we were fighting. I look back on it now and I'm like, Lord, how do we do it? It's by the grace of God. I mean, His hand was over us every minute.
How, as a mom, do you help your children through a huge loss like that?
Oh, gosh. You know, I know that the Lord gave me the strength that I needed when I needed it. Because I look back and I go, how did we do it? But we did it together. We did it as a team. We cried. We laughed. And I would encourage them to, they were always there. They were always helping me. But I think we actually helped each other.
Yeah.
Really.
Wow.
I mean, they helped me just as much, I think, I helped them.
It's interesting. I've read so many things from people like C.S. Lewis to even more contemporary writers that talk about that somehow there's this strange thing that happens in the economy of God where it's actually not the mountaintop that brings you closer to Jesus, but it is the valley. Was that your experience?
That was. You know, I felt so much closer to the Lord than I've ever felt in the darkest times of my life.
Wow.
And now I can't explain. I don't know why He's gone. I don't know why an amazing man is not here. He's more alive than we are.
That's true.
I do know that. I don't understand. Maybe when we get to heaven, we'll have the, I got it, that moment. But while we're here on this earth, I know I have to live by what He's told me to do. What He told me, He said, now, Shannon, if Jesus takes me home, I'm going to take our love story and I'm going to take it to heaven with me. And then I'm going to turn and you're going to be there. But in that in between, you can't stop and you can't quit.
Wow.
And so our whole family just kind of, we come together and got so close. So the tragedy did bring us closer together. And it showed us God's love is so much more than we can comprehend. So much more. I still can't comprehend it, but I thought I knew, but I'm like, I don't know how. I feel so much closer to you now, Lord, and He's not here.
Yeah.
I can't explain that.
Wow.
But I can share it.
Yeah.
That through the hurt, through the pain, through the loss, that God loves you more than you can ever imagine. And my heart is to help women and men to get off the couch.
Yeah.
Because that is a whole new thing. Like when you go through this grief process.
Yeah.
You don't want to move. You don't want to put makeup on. You don't want to go nowhere. You don't want to do the things.
Yeah.
But I want to help people do that. And I had to do that. I had to do that too.
I think that's really important because, you know, you talk about something happening in 2020 just before the world kind of closed down. And I'm thinking of those, our viewers who maybe are still struggling with that. You know, even though we're in 2022, so many people have stopped going to church, maybe don't pray as much, just kind of retreated into themselves and struggle with anxiety and depression. What would you say to somebody who thinks, I'm so proud of you that you did that. I love the fact that your husband left that legacy, but I just don't know how even to take the first step.
Yeah. You know, I had a friend that said, what is success for you? And I said, you know what? I'm sitting here in front of you. I got up off the couch. I took a shower. That was the first step. And sometimes that's what they need to do.
Yeah.
I can't. Sometimes, you know, when you're in grief, you need to just be.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wanted to close everything up. I want to put on a movie. I just wanted to be. And that's okay, too.
Sure.
That is so okay. But then there's times you're like, I got to get up. I got to get going. And you may not feel like God's got you, but He does. But if you can just say, I'm going to take a shower. Let me just take a shower. Or let me fold these clothes.
Yeah.
Let me go visit a friend. Let me do something. And then a little bit more, and a little bit more. Just start living. But you have to do it. You have to be intentional to do it. You don't have to do all of the things. Just do something.
What did you see during those episodes of, and the show is available, by the way, on PureFlix, during the filming of those, what did you see God do in the lives of other widows that was maybe surprising or that touched you the deepest?
You know, when I first started the show, the first two, the one, I wasn't a widow at the time. I just knew I just loved and wanted to have compassion for her mm-hmm. and those things. The second was my sister, because she lost her husband a year and 4 months before. So that was a little bit more like family, mm-hmm. it kind of yes. in there. But my husband was sick then mm-hmm. at the same time.
Wow.
And in those women, what I'm finding, if into the next episode that we did and my husband passed away during that episode, is that we kind of get each other.
Yeah.
I thought that I did, but when I started walking it out and he was really, really sick, they were reaching out to me. Yeah. Instead of me bringing them all the hope,
wow.
they were bringing it to me. They knew he was sick. They were praying for me. They were believing with me. But during that third episode, which was Carla's basement, mm-hmm. The first little bit of the show, my husband was really sick. He was still with us. The reveal, when I look really, really happy, mm-hmm. He had been passed away about a month.
Oh, my gosh.
But Carla needed us. Mm-hmm. Carla needed us to finish that basement and to bring her hope.
Yeah.
So I had to go, Shannon, this is not for you. But when I stepped into that house, it was Carla, who was the widow, had been a widow a year, that's touched me. In
wow.
my life.
Wow.
And so then I could do the show. Mm-hmm. I could say, you know what? I can do this because this is not about me.
Yeah.
And so really, it was that strength from each other. And we're still friends today,
wow.
All of us. And we like to tell people in the community, go help a widow.
Yeah.
Go, don't ask them. Don't wait. Go cut
right.
their grass. Go take them some food. Help them with their kids because they're not going to ask.
Yes.
I'm not going to ask.
Yeah.
But with somebody, just go do it. So my husband was diagnosed March 6th of 2020, passed away February 15th. So 11 months battle. And I know that a lot of people battle longer with ALS. His went rapidly fast.
Wow.
And he passed away on my son's birthday. And
gosh.
So, but my son is like, I asked the Lord to do it because I was tired of him suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to that point,
oh, yeah.
too. So all of these widows, we draw strength from each other.
I love that. One of my dearest friends lost her husband 2 years ago. And I remember I was having dinner with her one night, and she said, I feel like I'm a zebra in a field of horses. It's like one of these is not like the other. So they formed this thing called the Zebra Club, and it's
cool.
seven widows. Because
awesome.
You're right. It's like when you have walked through something like that,
yeah.
you're able to, it's the way God redeems our suffering.
That's right.
Because you've probably seen changes in your life in that it's like, I think suffering washes your eyes
yeah.
and you see people in a way you've never seen before. Now, I'm not about to make an announcement, but I think there's some pretty good news coming up in your life fairly soon. If people want to follow you, how can they find out?
Yes. Yeah, so what I like to say is, God's redeeming love and His grace has been shown. I mean, like the joy has just engulfed me. I know God loves me so much and I don't know why. So there is a story that continues. And if anybody wants to follow, they can go to my website at shannonfels.com. And I have all the social media because it's all going to be on there to find out what.
Okay, so. Heard it here, folks. So you're going to want to check that out because it's pretty special. You know, we here at Life, we're very committed to providing water for, in areas of the world, 20 countries we work in where they have access to no clean water. And I want to share a story with you of another widow and her very real struggle. And maybe we will get to be the zebras that surround her and bring her fresh hope. Would you watch this?
desolation, desperation, death. These are the constant companions of countless mothers throughout the nation of Zambia. Mothers like Hilda.
Oh, my name is Hilda Ngoma. I'm an attendant with Wazarazim now, Sankova and the Wet and Kedim. When I'm born in 76, you was. You know what he was saying. Ogari Manuel.
Like so many mothers in her region, Hilda returns each day to her child's killer. Contaminated water drawn from a hand-dug well.
So we are looking at Longa to the arrows and one of the things in Wagabola, Concania, Mugua, Longa, Long Mamjin, Digihond.
Despite the horrific knowledge that had claimed the life of her son, Hilda has no choice but to continue giving this deadly water to her remaining children.
So,
though her situation is dire, Hilda's fears do not have to be realized. There is a solution. We can mend the broken hearts of these mothers and provide the cure for their suffering.
I remember that trip to Zambia so well, and I remember Hilda. I remember sitting with her children and praying over her children. The fact that she is a widow, that she'd lost her husband and had seven children to care for, and then she loses one. But the greatest fear of her life is that she'll lose another and then another. And I don't know if you remember seeing that lovely face of another woman in that with tears rolling down her face. Her name was Mercy. And I remember walking with her to the place where they had buried her child. And Janice, our photographer, we walked with her and almost had to hold her up. She literally, as she got closer to the place, she could hardly stand. Just this overwhelming grief. And somebody said to me in a note recently, do you think in places like that, where it's so common, that they get used to losing their children? When would a mother ever, ever get used to losing a child? And the thing that's an added burden in so many of these countries is they have no other choice. So many of these women work so hard, they get up really early in the morning, sometimes 4 o'clock, and they will walk for however long it takes to get to a place where there's a hand-dug well. And you saw the water that came up. I mean, I remember looking into the first one and thinking, I wouldn't let my dogs drink this water, and that's all they have. But that's why when James and Betty started Water for Life, it's become like one of our passions. I mean, we want to shout it from the rooftops because this is not hopeless. There's situations in the world that are hopeless apart from Christ. This is not. We've discovered that we have the solution. We are able, through our teams of people who work on the ground and the people we work with, to drill wells. And it's our commitment this year to do it again. We are praying to be able to drill 350 wells in over 20 nations. You know, we can actually drill a well that goes way down deep, and it will last for about 70 years, for about the life of the village. I mean, that's amazing. And that will provide clean drinking water for about 1,000 people. Now, some of you could do that. And if you can, if you've done it before, thank you, thank you. And let's do it again. But some of you think, well, there's no way I could do that. But let me ask you this. Could you do $48? Is there something this month you could cut out that maybe you don't need to give these people what they cannot live without? $48 will give clean water for 10 people, not for this year, for the rest of their lives. $144 will give clean water to 30. So if we all join together, if you do your part and I do my part, we can bring hope and life and comfort to widows all over the world. So please, go online, call that number on your screen. Give the best gift that you can, and together we will see hope coming. Water for life, in Jesus' name.
Across the globe, hundreds of thousands of lives are lost each year to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of five. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for five children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the God's Daily Promise devotional set. These four seasonal devotionals each contain a daily scripture, inspirational message, and room to journal your prayers and insights from God's Word. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Faith, Hope, and Love coaster set. All four beautiful sandstone coasters come in an elegant natural wood holder and artistically display the words of 1 Corinthians 13:13. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Thank you, thank you. If the lines are busy, please keep calling. We can do this. This is something that we can do, and do it in Jesus' name. And we'll be very excited to hear what your big announcement. And I've had a little clue, and I think it's proof that God brings joy even out of the darkest moments, don't you think?
He does. Absolutely does. I didn't think so. You know, when you go through some hard times, you don't think so.
Yeah.
But God's like, watch me.
Yeah. You heard it here. Watch me. And we'll see you next time on Life Today. God bless you.
To almost four times the number that we were reaching just overwhelmed me.
Tomorrow, Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.